in Parshas Shlach. So the first one is an Akeda. On the Pasuk, it says, "In Chofetz Ban Hashem B'Yisrael El Eretz Hazoyis Hasanon El Eretz Hashiz Avas Chol V'Dvash," that they, you know, the Meraglim were going back and forth on it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he could take us into this land of milk and honey and so on. And he's going to explain a little bit about what was the struggle to go into Israel, not go into Israel. He says, "Ma'atik v'yadanu ma'hoisachat samuragnim v'amshoch achrem rog doyla." We understand really, you know, with what he said before, we understand why it was so bad, the Meraglim, and Umachariyaf HaGadol L'Shalof Anir Salam, HaKadosh Baruch was so angry when that made him be Gozik Zerah, that he couldn't be Mechapa. Because he says, L'chura, Ma'ich Basa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Yimasu Baretz Tevra Chava Eretz Avaz Chol V'Dvash. What does HaKadosh Baruch care that we're not interested in a country that's Avaz Chol V'Dvash? You know, it's Valeika Tevis Azmanius, Lamaisa, milk and honey are just kind of very, very, you know, this worldly, temporary, ephemeral type of pleasures. Nadrabi says it perhaps would be better that they would not, they would despise the material goods and just want to be over Hashem. In other words, why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu so upset that they're not interested in a land that's very luxurious? And you could add another sort of Knesset's kasha. You've probably everyone's been in some sort of situation where there's a salesman trying to sell you something. He's trying to tell you, you know, a car or a procedure or something, and you say no, and the person says, "No, this is really the best thing for you." And you politely thank him for his interest in your welfare, and you decline, and he gets very angry, and he says, "You know, you're not doing me any favors, but I'm telling you this is for you, it's your best, and how you're crazy and stupid not doing this, that." When you get that type of sales talk, you begin very quickly to realize that it's not your, nobody has ever gotten furious at you because you're making a bad decision for yourself. It's only because he's got some interest in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Okay, I've got this wonderful land for you, milk and honey," and we say, "No thanks." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Oh, that's a terrible thing to turn me down like that." So what was going on there? Ella, so he says, "She'em es bar kilo oisemaso azas Hashem nisikdash Yisrael." They weren't, it wasn't Eretz Yisrael that bothered them. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "Hasom nafshom b'chaim u'gbolim v'mushorim ha'moisem ma'dei Torah v'zayis ha'zakdashah." Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is restrictive in some way and uplifting in another way. It's restrictive in the amount of activities that allows a person to do, obviously, and it brings a person to Chalom Haba. Eretz Yisrael had that same quality. He says, "Ashnein Yonim Yachad, Torah and Eretz Yisrael, Hei Madregas Asulon Lazer Chalom Haba." It's sort of the ladder that brings a person to Chalom Haba. And he says, and that's why when they said Kemosh Omer B'fihem, they themselves kind of said it, "Lo nuchal la'alos," we won't be able to ascend. "Kein cheftzom la'alos," they don't want to ascend. "L'reshes mishchias ve'artes achayim," to yarshin, to inherit the good of the land of the living, so to speak, which is Yisrael. And that's why they said, "Let's go back to Mitzrayim," because they're going down to a land that's not tohar. Ashalei huglan ashar klal, people have no restrictions on them. V'sofam rima v'toleya, their end is to rot and v'tsurum levalas b'shol, and to disintegrate, you know, on the ground and so on. In other words, Eretz Yisrael has in itself, it's a land that carries in itself a ruchnis of equality, which means you can't plow every year that you want, there's Shemitah, you can't eat everything you want, there's Tevel, there's Maisris, there's Arla, there's Kalayim, there's Chodesh, there's everything that Eretz Yisrael demands of a person. Eretz Yisrael is simply the manifestation of much and many of the halachas of the Torah. So the entire tug of war of the Torah between man and the Torah of man HaKadosh Baruch Hu is between preferring a life that is presently very, very comfortable and pleasant, and that's a very gashmistic lifestyle, to which Torah presents restrictions, and that's Yisrael presents that, or living a life that a person focuses his kochos for more ruchnistic world, and that's both Torah and Eretz Yisrael. It's important to note, I guess. Let's just maybe finish first. Valzema bediba sheni toivar etz ma'od mod. And that's why when they count back again to the Meraglim, they say tovar etz ma'od mod. Omru sheroy lekol sholaim lahoidus toivar etz mitarak balas chayeha. All anyone who has himself a ruchnius tekashleimus should be thankful, should be grateful to Lin. Kilazei bemes tova ma'od mod. Because for that purpose, Eretz is extremely good, and so on. He says, and that's why the Simcha of Tzibon Hashem more than all the nations. That's where he'll bring us, and so on. So, I think it's important to sort of use this Akedah as a perspective how to understand Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is just like kosher food, for instance. It's the restriction on the physical world that enables us to climb up to Ruchnius. Hilchas Nida, the Mashal, and Arayas are the restrictions of the physical world that enable us to utilize it appropriately to grow, to ascend higher. The entire Eretz Yisrael is precious because the entire stage of a person's physical being is a nation, a country, within which he functions. We have the land, we work the land, we eat from the land, we live on the land, we defend the land, and so on. I think it's something which is very, very important to understand when we talk about Israel and Zionism and so on. It's in one of the fallacies, so to speak, of the term religious Zionism is as follows. Zionism within itself is valuable. It's a beautiful country. It's got history. It's rich in resources, which today, by today's standards, not, but it definitely is a very country with a lot of resources and its ways and so on. And then there's another dimension that you can add, which is religiosity, which is wonderful if you add. The real Eretz Yisrael to us means the place wherein we can really realize the Torah and Yanim. A, because many mitzvahs apply only to Eretz Yisrael, whether it's all Yom Beis HaMikdash or Zeroyim and so on. And secondly, there's a dimension of Eretz Yisrael where the fortune, where the material fortunes and the spiritual accomplishments work in tandem. Very unlike other places where there's a big gap between the two. So Eretz Yisrael becomes, Klal Yisrael's struggle about Eretz Yisrael is really the struggle, do they want a lifestyle that is constraining materially, but spurs growth spiritually. They didn't want that. They didn't want a lifestyle so heavy. They realized that Eretz Yisrael, so the Zavos Chol V'Dvash means a ruchnistic sense, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promotes, and when we're not happy with it, means we're not happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want the spiritual life, and that's why it's a merid in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Next piece is Eirei Ben HaBechaya, and it's going on the word Sar Tzilam. It says, they said, what are you afraid? Their shadow, or the one that's protecting them, has died. So, the word "cell" is in the context of a defender and a strong person. People, the righteous people, have died. God's wings and shadow over them has gone away. That's what Rashi says. Ben Avram says Tzilam, the Amnezer says Tzilam is the, it's like an armor, like a shield, which is that which casts a shade on those, you know, when you carry a shield, there's a shade cast. They say that, you know, basically this, what he's saying is, the Ebenezer says, they've hung up their shields. They're not coming out to fight. Fine. Ramban says, Al v'yitochen sheyomaz ha-kasuv, there's another remez in the pasuk, l'mashen noida, ki b'leil ha-chaysim, lo yetzel l'roish ha-ish ha-shem s'vanehi. It says that on the night of Hashanah Rabbah, there is no shadow for the person who's going to die that year. So if a person stands in the night of Hashanah Rabbah and in the moonlight and he doesn't cast a shadow, then Chas v'Shalom, he's not going to live the year. Lachen yemak v'asotzim l'enshek zem misa. Okay, so that's what Ramban says. Doesn't explain it at all, why, what, when, and how. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, as he usually does, goes and explains these things. Ramban's al pirish sotim lehem that the tzel is they don't have a tzel anymore, because Hashanah Rabbah, the person who's going to die here doesn't have a shadow. Now, the first thing he says, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, is what's the significance of Hashanah Rabbah? He says, "Hu yoyim chafav lebriyas ha'olam." It is the 26th day of Bris Olam. The number 26 is the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that's what it's famous for. And therefore the 26th day has a special yichud as being the final. It's the final number to fall into place to give us Shem Havaya. That's one thing. Then he says, "V'zekilam shem yotzin." So it's kind of a vav shenik. And then he says, "Rebbe Bechaya, I also think that that's what the pasuk says. Actually, "Fu hayom v'nosak slolim." Says the day has come up, and the shadows are gone. There's a remez in that pasuk. "Kishegia zman sheyafu ha'adam v'yetzurach mepiv." When the person gives up his last breath, yafuach, like to breathe out your last, oz yistalek tzilo, then it's nosat tzlolim. V'yiskarev letzel shel Hashem Roshem Medal Ratevus. In other words, his shadow and Hashem's shadow merge, so to speak. And when a person dies, his shadow becomes subsumed, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shadow. Shekosu b'Hashem tzulcha. Now he says, we can say about this, it's a remarkable thing, what's the pshatnit? In other words, however it's physically expressed itself, but what's the inner workings of something like this? Katzel roya l'chol nevroim shabayla mashafel, bein shia adam behema v'oif oy eitz ha'evan eitz v'asodet. Everything in the world that occupies space and has a right to exist as a shadow. It's the space it occupies gives a shadow. Mipnei she'or ha'shemes rechalem bo v'yod lemata b'givulim v'shusam. V'lachein ein koach v'shemes l'tos ha'stilam alun itchem he'tzilam. So he explains what the meaning of that cell is. When a person, the sun is the strongest, most powerful, pervasive entity in the world that we're familiar with. That's how we see the sun. The sun, if it was in its full power, it would disintegrate whatever is there, and that's the end of it. The sun has the ability to push everything aside and burn it to a crisp, if we just get a little closer. But when the sun comes out to the earth, anything that has space stops it. So when I see a shadow cast, what I see is the sun did not have the right to invade my personal space. The shadow is sort of my space that the sun can't overtake because it's mine. Like it says that no barrier touches someone else's, what's somebody else's rightful chelik, without, you know, nothing is nitcha by anything else. Every single thing has its place and time, that's it. So the shadow represents the person's right to exist. But when a person When a person's shadow is missing, it means he no longer has the space that's his. He no longer has the right of existence. And that's a sign that's going to die that year. The reason why it's the moon rather than the sun that the interplay of the shadow is with is because the moon has much closer bearing the Pnimius Debriya to the lower world, so to speak. The sun is kind of very high and above, and it represents Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moon represents man as the recipient. So the moon is much more closely tied with the affairs of man, and that's where you get that simon from. Yes.
And Rabbi, again, why is the sun Hoshana Rabbah doctor?
Because Hoshana Rabbah is the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name Havaya, Yudke Vavke, means existence. The Gematria of Havaya is 26. And Hoshana Rabbah is the 26th day of the year, from Rosh Hashanah. So that, so to speak, is what is, what it means. I'm sorry, it's the 26th day from Bria's Holom, which is Chafei Elul. Correction. So it's as if the name of Havaya is Sholem, and that's the day when we see what has Havaya in the world, what doesn't have Havaya. Now he has another pshat that he brings from Ramban, and again Rabbeinu B'chaya. Oyirma is the sorry malo. She'enu when the pelos Hashem v'asar shatchila. Sar tzilum can also mean the sar in Shemayim. Kine she'kosev yivkad Hashem al tzva amorim b'morim b'chugayimim. V'achar kach amolke adoma b'adoma. In the first day for Daniel, Yoyma kvar sar ha'koach Hashem tzil yuchay agoyim, v'Hashem amash lo yisam itanu, al-kein al-tirom. So we're saying that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, if a nation is to fall, then its tsar falls. V'cheinom v'medesh she'ashirim, d'nos avsolom el tsar umis v'amalochim shalhem, kem atzel al umis, v'eskavtiv kem sacher. In other words, every umma has its own tsar, and the tsar in a certain sense is the root where it gets its kedusha and chiyus from. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to every umma life through a certain pipeline, and that pipeline is its koach and so on. I want to just explain it in a way that's a little bit more something that we can get a bit more of a tefis in it. The tsar of an umma is, so to speak, its essence, the trait, the character trait or traits that represent that nation's essence. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps things alive because whatever it is that they represent and do needs to exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to say there's a certain type of yofi, a certain type of beauty that a nation is the as a nation. This is an ingredient element that's needed in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps that umma for that reason. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu has deemed that to be not important to keep around, and so on, then the umma goes with it as well. So it's the conduit to a nation's existence is its ruchnis tekatsura. And when there's a decision that its Ruchnis Tekatzura has no right to continue, it itself also goes down. The next one is Rabbeinu B'chaya explaining it. V'ani tamo, lomo hutzrich halosh eloi masot tzilo me'aleim v'ashem itanu. I mean, he has a problem with the Lashon. It says, okay, Rabbi Yisai, they've lost their main fighter, and Hashem is with us. Well, he says, "Ki kimush Hashem itanu, afil lo yisar tzil melem en liyur mehem." I mean, let's say their tsar wouldn't have disappeared, but our Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Shouldn't that be enough to overcome that, to vanquish that? So what's the pshat in the pasuk? You don't, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us, and their nation's sar has been vanquished. Aval nochom be'enai, ki yoma, ein lechem le'yir min amak nainim v'lo min asorim shalem. Lo min ha'om, hu sha'om al tiro, lo min asorim shalem al tiro. V'nosin tam kol echot. Shalyiris ama aretz k'lachmeinem l'fisha tzor tzilom aleihem. Koichem akosha, she'me'oz pechatim en ha'kvan istalak l'mala. The Rebbe Mordechai is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Moshe Rabbeinu following Klal Yisrael. You don't have to worry. Not physically and not mitzad de koach. Physically it says they've been broken, they've been and so on and so forth. V'yir osem esom l'horizom ne'asorim shal yir ne'asorim hu shama v'ashem itonu k'loima mitoich amuda onan v'amuda etchachim onu atem royim ki Hashem u'beistino itonu. V'kim shakein afil loisar tilm aleim asem emunim aleim b'toik av koichom kim shu bez dinoi be'ezreinu manach Hashem. Can't remember this. I'll tear. So he says, he was telling him, it's like two halves. First of all, don't be worried on the Tavadika level because they've been vanquished. And secondly, if you're afraid of their malach, their sar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. I want to explain this a little bit more. I think it's the rumor is what he says. I think it's what he's trying to say. But I'd like to explain this point. Just like we said before, that nothing in the Bria occupies any space that has been allocated to something else. There's room for this nation and this nation and this nation, and no nation can take more than that which has been allocated to it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allocated each ummah, has a sar, which means that you can't push that sar aside. We always speak about a kateger. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants din to go through a kateger. And if a kateger is in a bad mood, and you've got lots of averis, you can't say, well, we're above it. You're not above anything. We're part of this world, and just like the laws of nature apply to us, the laws of divine nature apply to us. And if Ummah Olam has a sar, the sar is not a pushover. And Klal Yisrael doesn't have the right. L'mashal, it says Avraham said that the Avonah Mori wasn't Moli. The Amoris did not finish their Averis. They still were not such Bal Averis that they would leave Eretz Yisrael. So they have Eretz Yisrael. They have a place. It belongs to them, and they can't be pushed out. There's no each ummah. Can't push out the one, including Klal Yisrael. That's when Klal Yisrael is functioning as an ummah, normally. When they're coming with Koyach Havaya, Klal Yisrael has a dimension in the fact that they are expressions of Shem Havaya, the fact that they are manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem. And therefore, when that's begoli, the ummah, then everything else is meaningless. Just like the world of Teva is meaningless. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with Nisim Niflaos, when it comes with Shem Havaya, so too the world of Sarim, of Umas Olam, is meaningless when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with Shem Havaya. And that's why he says, coming into Yisrael is no longer an issue of nation against nation. It goes back to a deeper meter, just like, bring a parallel to it, on Yom Kippur, on Shon Yom Kippur, when we have Midas Adin is out in force, Midas Adin demands that justice be done, and we have to stick to it. We're mispalt Hashem Hashem Kerachem B'chanei Rapayim. We appeal to our Kadosh Baruch Hu as being above those middles, but it's not something that is taken for granted. We need to, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the world to Sarim and so on. This is sort of an explanation to some degree, an understanding, I would say, rather than explanation, of the Eov and the Satan and so on. we have this game where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over the world to the Satan, and the Satan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Oh, Eov is wonderful," and Satan says, "Let me try him." And what's going on over here? The answer is, to a certain degree, just like there's a teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the world to Ruchnistik a teva. Midas Hadin demands to the umpteenth. And it demands, under all circumstances, perfection. The person has to go through that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can override it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can overrule it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, you know, but that's not the norm. So Klal Yisrael normally, you know, Shalom Avon Amori, the Avon Amori is not full yet, and therefore we don't have the right to go into Yisrael. But at this point, when we're going to Yisrael, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga, and that's going to be it's going to go all the way. Yeah.
Rabbi, why does Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar refer to Hashem Ubeis Dino?
Grant Hashem Ubeis Dino Tanan. Lechura, right? Lechura, the way I'm saying it, Beis Dino would refer to middles and things that are not. It's almost opposite of what I'm saying.
Right.
I don't know. It's a good question. Good point. One more paragraph of Bechaya. V'yitachon lefarish oid, ki lefisha b'yadisol schus halechem v'atzel. It says, tzor tzilom lachmeinu heim. That sort of, it has matzah and sukkah in it. You know, tzor lachmeinu is going, lachmeinu heim is going on the midst of matzah, and tzor tzilom is going in the midst of sukkah. So he says we also have these two, the schus of these two nyanim. Besides the specific mitzvah of matzah and sukkah, which are very important mitzvahs, but I think the deeper point over here also is the midah of, you know, it's the halicha acha kadosh baruch hu. Zachart al chesed nurayach lechtech achai b'midbar b'rasa zerua is included in these two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of matzah is our picking ourselves up and going. The mitzvah of sukkah is the mitzvah of following him. So it's more than just the two mitzvahs. It's the two mitzvahs that represent Klal Yisrael's willingness to go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all price. Let's see one more piece. It is of Ezra. It says, Va'ata yigal na'koach Hashem kasher dibarta imo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's powers should increase. Yigdal na korav marichas apayim. It's like arichas apayim. Like arichas apayim is patience, forbearance. Ki kol mishu erech apayim yesh lo koach kodesh b'kaso. Anyone that has erech apayim has a tremendous koach to break his kas. V'ha'eid kasher dibarta sha'at erech apayim. V'elamid es prashim paskisisa. It says the riot is, it says kasher dibarta, you spoke, the only thing that we have is Hashem Hashem kel erech apayim. Kerach mechan erech apayim el chesed tzak. I want to explain a point here. It says Ezu Gibor Kovishes Yisrael. Now, the Gvura is normally measured in a clash of force against force. So, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, that would be simply impossible even to describe. Kodesh Baruch Hu against what? Even by human beings, of me against an outsider, the outsider might be stronger than me, but it doesn't take the level of gvura to fight an attacker. It's a certain level of internal gvura. It doesn't come to fighting what I perceive as myself, to hold back myself from doing that which I want, because a higher I of myself wants something else. That's a real struggle. As Kavayocha by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the only real description of Gevura is Kavayochel Midos that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world, reined in and restrained in deference to other Midos. same thing with a person. The strength to go against something else, usually it's a calculation, how much of a bloody nose do I want or don't want. But when I come up against myself, that's a real struggle, because it's as closely matched as can be. So by, when we talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu's midah of Gevurah, Kovash HaShiyotah Kaviyahu is this midah Varech HaPayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu restrains some of his own middles and to do what he would like, Kaviyahu, and that's why it's Yigdal Makoach Hashem. And that's what Sparno says, Yigdal Makoach Hashem, Lich Baish HaShiyotah Adin. Because it's a kind of internal struggle, that's why that's called the ultimate Gevurah. Okay, come on, hold it here.